Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour, in Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Sarah Petty, our good friend, longtime interest, member, the founder of the Joy of Marketing. And by the way, you can find her on her website, which I'll get to us in a minute. But in the meantime, you can also find her on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the suites of all of our brand interest members, but all the things that Sarah has taught us over the years about marketing, especially. Right there in her suite and other things that she's allowed to, that she's contributed to our website. Plus all the other things. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question. Check out the video. We got a new video up just now, so check that out. Sarah Petty, tell us how we can find you online, please.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com. You know we've been working on a book for a year, and it's not released till April, but people can pre-purchase there, too, which is very an exciting post.
All right. So, and when's it coming out?
It's coming out April 24th, my youngest daughter's birthday.
All right.
That has to be a good sign.
There you go. I agree. Well, we expect to launch it on the show, by the way.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
No, awesome. I'm holding you to that.
Let's don't forget that. Okay, we're talking about marketing our businesses. We were talking about in the previous segment, Valentine's Day, loving up our customers and showing them some love, different ways of abusing the Valentine's Day theme to promote the relationship, to strengthen and deepen the relationship, but also maybe to get some ideas, not just for Valentine's Day, but for other days. What do you think, Sarah?
Yeah, no, I think that's really important because, we know the value of a client. It's huge. And so I think that whole starting to date clients is a good philosophy that Seth Godin introduced us 2 years ago, building that relationship and educating clients. And you mentioned a little bit about new customer expectation, and I think, you know, in your pre-half hour that we've been talking, and I think that whole educational experience is what separates us as small business owners.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are some other things that you think we could work on to improve our business, to grow our businesses a little bit?
Well, you know, we started to talk about social media
a
little bit, and I think that people spend too much time or put too much reliance on that is this huge marketing tool that, you know, they're going to go out and get all these people rushing to their business, but it is a great place to listen. So you can listen and get involved in your community. If you hear your clients talking about a fundraiser at their school, reach out and say, hey, can I donate, you know, gift certificate for my business to that? Or, you know, how can you help those clients? And that's what's going to help people say, oh, look at their, you know, it builds community goodwill and support for your business.
Right. Social media is a discipline. It's not a platform, in my opinion. It's not a site. It's all those things. It's community, many communities, multiple communities. It's all those things. But it's really becoming a marketing discipline as much as anything, isn't it?
It is, and I love the analogy that I've heard people use about going to a dinner party. You're going to a dinner party, and how would you act? You wouldn't walk in and start selling and doing, hey, everybody, here's my business card, 50% off tomorrow. No. You listen. You build relationships. It's just one little pinnacle of your marketing strategy, and I think it can be a great way to engage clients and start conversations with new clients, look for opportunities. You know, I have a photography studio, so if I see someone having a baby in my market who's pregnant, you know, I can reach out with a gift certificate and a personal note. So it's not about going on there and having a sale, but looking for opportunities to add people to that database one person at a time, because every single lead and prospect is important.
Well, what you're trying to do in those environments, you're trying to connect with people, not sell them. You're trying to your basic instinct as a business owner is to be competitive, right? To be competitive, to deliver value. You might say, well, I want to make sure I deliver value to my customers, but what people, I think, in those settings, in the social media settings, I think what they want is to be, for you to connect with them, for you to be relevant to them, which is what you were talking about with in response to the lady who's having a baby. And they also want to make sure that they understand what your values are, not just value, but your values. And see, and what you just said about how you would respond to somebody you knew, a prospect or a customer, whatever you found out about them through social media, all the things that you just said, Sarah, would demonstrate all those things.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, people, it's a private space where they're sharing about their family and their kids and their feelings. They don't want businesses in there obnoxiously pushing and selling. You know, if you're in there and you're engaging and you're talking, every now and then if you have something exciting happening in your business, it's okay to share it. But what most people do is they're just out there, not most people, but I see some businesses doing it where they're just out there obnoxiously talking about their products too much.
Right.
And I know people are turning them off. They're just, unsubscribing from that feed. And
right.
Then you've lost all relationship with those people.
Yeah, it's a way of It has its own protocols, doesn't it? Social media has its own protocols, just the way email does, with the way people don't like spam. They don't like it when you spam them. It's a similar thing on social media, isn't it?
It is. It is. But it can be a fun tool to listen to what people are saying and look for ways to connect and engage.
More listening and connecting and less competitiveness and selling. Sarah, give us the website again quickly, please.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com.
JoyOfMarketing.com. Sarah, thanks for being here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Mwah.
Hey, thank you. Sarah Petty, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.